My name is Dick Vanderschaff. I'm the Associate Conservation Director for the Coast and Marine Program for the Nature Conservancy of Oregon. The current threat that people are all aware of is that there's been the sea star wasting disease, which we know only a little bit about. There were some early investigations and identifications of a virus, but there are seemingly other factors that we just really haven't identified. We oftentimes employ volunteers, and the basic protocol is arriving at a tide pool where there are sea stars. And as we locate them, we are measuring the length of their arms to get a relative assessment of how old they are. We're also determining what species they are, and then we're also determining their relative health. You're out there early in the morning, and so the light is just coming up, and so the seaweeds are all glistening, and so it's really a beautiful time to be out there, I think, and it's just a really fun experience from that standpoint alone. The tide pool is like a whole world into itself. As you stare at it for a while, you see the crabs crawling around, and you see the algae or the seagrasses in there, and the sea stars and the anemones, and so they're just an entire closed microcosm of life. The sea star wasting disease is really a pretty gross looking disease. I mean, they develop lesions on their arms, and these lesions develop a white fuzzy character to them, and it seems to spread from one arm to another. And as the disease becomes advanced in them, they get squishy and they just literally fall apart before your eyes. Sea stars and intertidal areas in general are really the window that the average person has to the oceans. As you are out there over the course of the low tide, more people start showing up who are just down there to observe the tide pools. And of course they want to know what you're doing because you have a clipboard, so you look very important with a clipboard. And I mean, for me, that's one of the most fun parts about it is that we're encountering people who are all inquisitive, they're curious, they want to know what's going on. The sea stars, some of them are only 10 to 20 millimeters in size, so you really need to spend time searching in through the crevices and the cracks. You're typically nearly standing in your head, bent over, stretching, trying to find these sea stars. And so we were joking about it a couple years ago, just saying it was like intertidal yoga. Sea stars are what's called a keystone species in the intertidal area. They're a major predator on mussels, and as they control the mussel populations, that also allows for basic spaces to be opened up in the mussel beds for other organisms. So sea stars are really critical to maintaining the balance in these intertidal ecosystems. When we began the surveys in 2014, the sea star populations were already crashing, and so we were seeing dramatic declines in numbers of sea stars over the course of the first couple years as we were doing this work. And then we began to see some recruitment into the populations. Now we're at this phase where we're seeing more and more young stars getting larger and getting older within these populations. Now, we don't think that we're quite up to the original numbers of stars, but we are beginning to see some recovery, and we're wondering what the impacts are going to be for the mussel beds and other intertidal species. I think there's a lot of other perturbations to the ocean that are just beginning to be observed in populations of species that we at one time thought were very durable, such as sea stars.